We have special guests with us in the studio right now. From the Third Thursdays, we have Derek Myers and we have Kathleen Holmes. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm just going to ask the question that's on everybody's mind. Derek, what are you doing here?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, some background, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm one of the owners at Imminent, but Imminent is in a really good spot, and I was finding myself with a lot of free time on my hands.
Yeah.
Because we have great staff that run things for me. So I was lucky enough to find out from Betsy Wentz on the Riverwalk Market Fair board that they were hiring for a market manager. And I applied and got the job. And
wow.
So now I am managing Riverwalk Market Fair, which I'll just plug really quick, is coming up Saturday, May 18th.
Yeah.
It's the first one of the seasons, yeah. Every Saturday from 9 to 1. It's a great fair. Great food, great artists, great vendors of all types. So come down and check that out. But Riverwalk Market Fair also partners with Friends of Downtown Northfield,
right,
to run the Third Thursday events, which started last year.
Yes.
And the first one of those is May 16th, 5 o'clock, on Division Street between 4th and 5th.
I was going to ask, I couldn't remember if last year was the first year or the second year.
Well,
Kathleen, how you doing?
Last year, hey, thanks. And can I just say that we are so excited to have Derek. I mean, not being affiliated with Riverwalk Market Fair, but awesome score for them.
Well,
but for us with Third Thursdays,
yeah.
I mean, it's great to have new energy. And he's been a big part of Third Thursdays last year with the Fermentation Friends and,
right,
and what they brought to the event.
Yeah.
So he's got great ideas, and we're excited about that.
To all the people at the Riverwalk Market Fair, nice job. I worked for Derek for like 6 or 7 years, and you got a good one there. That's congratulations to Riverwalk, and congratulations to you, Derek.
Thank you.
Anyway,
yeah.
Kathy,
yeah. So,
you, by the way, like, you're trying to step away from
I am slowly but surely working my way out. So, yeah, this is our second year for Third Thursdays Downtown.
Right.
Technically the fourth year that the Friends of Downtown have been doing downtown,
right,
programming.
So we're doing the
we did
block
2 years
as
the block,
right,
parties, right?
Right?
And then we saw the opportunity with Riverwalk,
yeah,
to expand it and had a great, great time last year. I think, you know, as our inaugural year,
mm-hmm,
I'd say we're two very scrappy organizations that can pull off a lot with very little. So this is our second year. We've evolved it. We, you know, we still have the bands downtown. We have full market, and are excited about what that brings. But then we've also added some more programming, if
oh,
you will.
Really?
We'll call it the shows on the square.
Nice.
So we'll have different, more, like, for this month, we've got the first responder vehicles. So it'll be like vehicles, car shows, like, so that kids can walk around, people can walk around and see things. And then we also have Believe It is coming, and they'll be doing a canine demonstration. So
they're one of my favorite organizations.
I know. Actually, this next week is pretty full, because we're also going to be doing a compilation, or a that's not the word I'm looking for, but it's not coming to me right now on live radio. Look back at all of the artists on Main Street.
A retrospective,
celebration. Let's call it a celebration
all right.
Of last year's artists on Main Street.
Nice.
So we'll be doing a presentation for those artists and the people that participated in that.
This isn't all this the next.
That
Thursday.
Is all next Thursday.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
An action-packed 3 hours.
Very clearly,
yeah.
I mean, and the standard, just the standard offerings of Third Thursday is, yes, you've got the Showmobile. So there's at least one, maybe two bands.
Yeah.
Who's playing?
We have Free Ranger at 5 o'clock, and then we have the Rowe Family Singers at 6:30.
Nice job.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. And then you've got up and down Division Street in the it's the 400 block of Division Street. You've got all vendors from the market fair, correct?
Yeah. So we got vendors in the street from the market fair, but there'll also be just brick and mortar businesses out on the street
of
doing
course.
Some stuff as well. So like Hideaway and Robin's Egg and Raven's Nest and Nautical Bowls have all decided to come out into the street and provide food, something new, something unique.
Yeah, so, wow, that's really cool. And then even in the middle of the street, you've got someone will be offering some sort of adult beverage at some point, won't they?
Right, yeah. So the local craft beverage folks, so Chapel Brewing, us, Eminent Brewing, Tanzenwald Brewing, Keepsake Cidery, and Loon Liquors have all kind of gotten together to provide beverages each week, or each month, excuse me, for Third Thursdays. So there'll be beer, cider, and some kind of cocktail available every single one of these Third Thursdays.
Wow. So you guys are collaborating? Because I know in the past it's been one of you has been
there. It still is. So this month it's Chapel.
Oh, okay.
So one person has to pull the license, but by pulling a liquor license, you're able to basically purchase product from the other ones.
I get it.
And then,
all right, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
Last year seemed to me to be a pretty big success with the Third Thursdays, but what was the feedback that you guys got coming into this year? What were people telling you was working? What were people telling you didn't work, should be different?
Yeah, I think it depends on who you ask.
Yeah,
I think I think the people who showed up loved it. They were like, "Oh my!" I mean, some of them didn't know that it was happening, right? And so they just kind of stumbled upon it. Some people had it marked in their calendars and were there consistently every month. So I think the people who showed up really loved it. I think the feedback, and it was important feedback for us that we really got. And I can let Derek speak to the market, but I think it's a challenge. It's different than the Saturday market,
yes,
right? Where you have your consistent people go, they know I want that produce, I want this or that, and they go directly to it. This is new, so it's kind of, we didn't really know people's buying habits, and so I think there's challenges in that. But then also, with the brick and mortar stores, not all of our businesses stay open on evenings, even on Third Thursdays when that has historically been.
Right.
So, and the way that we've set up is challenging for some of the businesses off of the 400 block of Division they don't get as much foot traffic. So I think trying to figure out how we can, it's still a challenge with the setup, the way we have it. If we can expand, if we can go multiple blocks, great. But that means that we need people to come down and buy from our vendors. So we have more vendors to take up that space.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything you want to say about the Riverwalk feedback?
No, I think I would just like kind of come off of that and just say, like, I think from the vendors too, they would like to have more business, more people, more vibrancy downtown. And part of what we're doing here with this interview is trying to let people know about it. Right. So getting the word out more about Third Thursdays and what it is, adding more programming, which has already happened. And eventually, like, this would be really cool to expand this thing to make it two blocks, three blocks. I mean, it'd be neat. But right now we're just trying to grow it and make it a bigger thing.
So. How has the participation been from the vendors? I know you can't get all the Saturday morning vendors on Thursday. So how's that working out?
Yeah, I think we have around 20 vendors this first one, which is, you know, not nearly as much as we get on a Saturday morning market. But as Kathleen said, you know, a lot of those Saturday morning vendors are selling you vegetables and flowers, and this is kind of a different atmosphere. Folks aren't coming down to get their groceries for the week. They're coming down for some kind of an entertainment, some kind of an experience. We're trying to find vendors that kind of fit into that mold.
If a certain pastry maker was there on Third Thursdays, I'd make a beeline.
Interesting.
The baked goods do really, really well Thursday nights. I mean, Derek mentioned, you know, that we have the brick and mortar stores coming out. Food has been a big thing. I think that was another part of feedback was, can we get a food truck? So we're looking at that, but we also don't want to alienate the businesses that we have downtown. So Derek's been awesome to connect with the businesses to get them engaged and offer something special so that it gives people a reason to go see them, even though that they're here in town.
Off the top of my head, just in that vicinity, you've got at least five places that serve food right there. You would think that they would all want to sort of dig into
it. Hogan Brothers, I think, gets enough traffic just coming in the door, and they kind of got their thing set. You know, I talked with them too, but I would encourage everyone to go into Ogun Brothers and get a sandwich if that's your thing as well. But they won't be coming out in the street like those other four. That's great. That's
but their
fine.
Doors will be wide open.
But their doors will be wide open. And like I think any of the businesses that are open on that day, like please go check them out, see what they're doing, see if they're offering something special as well.
So, right. Yeah. Okay, so you've got great programming this month. Mm-hmm. What can we look forward to over the summer?
Yeah. I'm just going
to
pull up your poster.
I know. Like, oh, my gosh. I didn't come prepared. I should have come with my...
I'm putting you guys on the spot, too. We didn't get a chance to talk about.
The third Thursday in June, which I believe is the 20th?
It sounds right.
50? Somewhere
it's the 20th.
The third.
Yeah.
Everyone, I trust you can count on your calendar.
Yeah.
In June, we are scheduled to have Bobby and Christine open at 5, and then the community band, Northfield Community Band. So we've
Wonderful.
Kept a partnership with them, so
yep.
they'll be on the... We extended the stage for them, so they'll all fit really nicely
right.
on the showmobile. And then in... I'm trying to think of the programming. Yeah, I think we've got the Sundowners. Yeah, we've got the Sundowners and the
cool.
show on the square.
That's cool.
On July 18th, we've got Helen Forsyth at 5, and the... always popular Panhandler Steel Drum Band
oh, yeah.
at 6:30, and then the Jeep Club will be in the square. And then on August 15th, we've got Lewis and Dan and the
nice.
Invisible Band at 5, and then Tractor Head at 6:30.
Fantastic.
And then we are keeping our fingers crossed. We're working on getting the steam engines and tractors on the square.
So, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. I think the goal was, can we bring a different set, you know, like appeal to other audiences that might not know about this or be down here anyway, so that we can, you know, get as many people as possible.
Right, right. And with the first responder vehicles on Thursday, I know that there's the VFW and a few days later is doing a fundraiser to get body armor for ambulances and fire trucks or the fire department. That's a great way for the first responders to promote what they've got going on too.
Yeah.
What a great thing you guys have here. I mean, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
yeah so together.
And you know, my favorite part about it is just sort of the celebratory atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's and the first one especially, man. Okay, we've got the cold weather behind us now.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to enjoy spring and
we're
summer.
We're ready to kick it off. Yeah.
Absolutely. Is there anything else we need to know about Third Thursdays or about Riverwalk Market Fair?
I don't know. I mean, just come, tell your friends, mm-hmm. get
what,
out there. I mean,
what time does it start on Thursdays?
Thursdays, 5:00.
Okay,
runs till 8 every third Thursday, May through August.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning markets open at 9 every single Saturday except DJJD weekend, starting the 18th until 1:00. All the way through the end of October.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
I would just say, come support the local vendors. The more they get business, the bigger we can get it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone out there listening is really interested in being a part of this and helping us, like, we're looking for volunteers. I'm definitely looking to find someone who wants to, you know, to take the reins. So.
How do they get in touch with you guys to get involved?
Yeah, you can go to our website if you want to be a vendor.
Which is?
RiverwalkMarketFair.org.
Okay.
And you can just sign up. There's an online system if you want to vend, if you want to be a musician, if you want to sponsor. Lots of ways to get involved. You can also just contact us through that website, I believe.
Yeah, for Friends of Downtown, which I'm just a volunteer for Third Thursdays, but... very, very close to Friends of Downtown. You could email friends@downtownnorthfield.org or send a DM on social media.
Okay. So that's easy enough.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Cool.
We have social media too. Like, that's always a good option.
You know, social media is
or talk to us. Come down and talk to us.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah. Go stick your toe in the water a little bit and see what it's like.
Yeah.
Okay. Derek Myers. Kathleen Holmes. Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah.
And folks, check out Third Thursdays next Thursday, 1 week from tomorrow, which is the 16th, and Riverwalk Market Fair every Saturday starting the 18th, correct?
Yep.
All right.